Every day here on BBC Radio Manchester, we're going to give you a recipe to try out for the Cheap Eat Challenge. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
I believe it was your steering column that went on Friday.
Yes, it was.
Yes, I saw the picture of you being loaded onto a low loader. But my word, we put the shopping list on Facebook for people to stock up for this week, Jill. And blimey, that caused a bit of controversy straight away. People moaning
funny,
that you had
it?
Lentils on and not enough protein.
There's lots of protein. That's the whole point of these recipes, that we're giving alternative proteins to meat. But I think this highlights the fact that people don't recognise protein as anything other than being meat-based, which, of course, it is. The gram flour, that's why we said, you know, we must put the gram flour on to make, not use an alternative flour for the onion bhajis, the pakoras, because we want the protein in the flour. So there you go.
I never even knew that, because I've got a big bag of gram flour, but you're sure as if you invest in a bag, it'll last for ages. But no gram flour needed tonight, is there?
No gram flour needed tonight. You could stick a bit in, if you fancy. We're doing chickpea burgers tonight.
So, chickpeas needed?
Chickpeas needed. I have put a tin of chickpeas because I'm doing this as it's absolute easiest thing. But, I mean, you can soak your own chickpeas and it will be even cheaper if you do that. But, one drink can of chickpeas. Give them a quick mashing up with a potato masher. Grating some carrots, onions, spoonful of flour, bit of salt, bit of spices, and fry them up. And Bob, your uncle, really.
OK, and I suppose you'll need bread buns, won't you?
Yes, then you stick it in a bun. I like to stick them in a bun, put a bit of butter around the bun, wrap it in foil and stick it in the oven for a bit, and that becomes a super delicious thing. But you can only do that if you've got your oven on to make something else, like a crumble, of course.